How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about pro wrestling, and we're going to be doing something we haven't done in quite a long time. It is our down and dirty move breakdown. Basically, we take one general maneuver that you commonly see in wrestling, and we discuss all of its variations, and we discuss maybe where you've seen the moves before or not. And then we decide what we think the ultimate version of said maneuver is. And this time we are going to be tackling bulldogs. Why I stumbled upon this, I don't know. Sometimes when we choose these maneuvers, we realize just how in depth these maneuvers can be described. And it becomes like not a show that anybody would want to watch because it'd be too long.
Right. Like I remember when we did neck breakers. We're like, how many neck breakers is there? And it was like 1,000 neck
Right, a
breakers.
ton. And this one even goes off on a tangent, which we'll describe here in a little
Yeah.
bit. But yeah, so I thought that this was interesting. Let's just talk a little bit about the history of said maneuver, and it is not in wrestling. This started in rodeo, and it was called steer wrestling and known as bulldogging as well, which basically involved a cowboy dismounting from their horse and grabbing a steer by the horns, then rolling the animal to the ground. The bulldogging term is linked to a man named Bill Pickett, who was an African American cowboy who was credited with popularizing the technique. And I feel like, Leonard, you have probably done some steer wrestling, right?
Well, in my younger days,
Oh, okay.
before I blew out my Achilles, I put the weight on.
Right.
Certainly, I did not know that was the origins, but now that you say that, that makes sense. I have seen
Right.
that at rodeos. I have seen
Right.
that.
Anybody who's seen clips of rodeos has probably seen, some of the cowboys do that before. But for me, like, I credit the first seeing the move in wrestling to one, maybe two talents specifically. But Leonard, I will throw it to you. Who do you first remember, or who did not, who, let me rephrase, who do you associate most with the bulldog?
A standard regular bulldog, good friend of the show, Sam Houston.
Okay. Wow. See, that I would never, or I did not
He
expect
that
you.
was his finisher. Of course,
Yeah.
he didn't get to use it a lot in the WWF,
Right.
but that was his finisher was bulldog. So I think of him number one, and I don't know who I would think of as number two. So I'm curious to see who you.
Yeah. For me, I always remember Roddy Piper doing it.
Okay.
He didn't do it in every match, and maybe in his earlier days he didn't do it as much, but certainly when he got a little bit older, you would see him throw that move out a lot. And then second to that would be the Steiners,
Oh
specifically.
yeah, I didn't think, yeah, they did it all the time. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that's who. And then obviously as it went along, I would even say beyond that, the guy I think that has kept the move alive for longer than anyone is probably Chris Jericho, because he still does it in most of his matches.
Yeah, well, I think of him, and we're going to get to the variations, is the one-handed bulldog.
Right.
Is what I most associate with him. And I think CM Punk still uses a bulldog a good bit
Yep,
as far as
I have him in my notes as well.
okay.
All right, so we're going to go to our first bracket. Leonard, why don't you take it away and describe each of the four terms?
All right. So we could have done four sets of three, but we decided to do three sets of four. Or I did, I would guess. This is why I sent the chat. So I would call this where maybe the regular type. This first set. So we have the standard bulldog, which is the attacking wrestler has their opponent in a headlock and then drives them to the mat from out of the move. The attacker would land in a seated position and the opponent would land flat on their face and stomach. Then you have the running bulldog. So similar setup, but instead of just dropping down, the person would run, pulling the opponent with them, and then dropping them out of that through the forward motion. You then have the one-handed bulldog, which we discuss as connected with Chris Jericho. So instead of a headlock, you would take your hand and either grab the hair or palm the back of the head like a basketball and drive them down out of that. And then the two-handed bulldog is similar. You would have two hands on the back of the head or one hand on the back of the head, one hand on the upper back, and would use that to push the person down.
Right. And the two-handed bulldog, I was looking this up. You know, one of the people that prominently came up is Sonya Deville. She would do that maneuver as well. We talked about CM Punk and Piper doing the running bulldog. That one, you know, you see specific talent doing that. And usually, I think a lot of talent try to come up with their own variation on the move, almost like as it's almost like a transitional move now. But yeah, I mean, these are the regular versions of it. You know, the standard one you've seen Braun Breaker do it these days as well. And you could even say, you know, we don't put this on our list, but the ones that are done from like the middle or top rope are pretty standard, other than the fact that they're done from the middle and top rope. And again, you would see the Steiners and Braun Breaker do that as well.
Kind of a diving bulldog, which, yeah.
Right. All right. So I will take us away with the next four.
Well, are you, I mean, we're going to discuss, are we going to discuss which one we're going to
Oh,
move
yeah.
out of
So I
this?
guess we're going to vote, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, so if I'm breaking down, even though the move is a trademark of Jericho's, I always kind of felt like the one-handed bulldog was the laziest version of the move. Because I feel like anybody could just get out of that unless they were like really knocked loopy and didn't see it coming. The two-handed bulldog is really, and you will see this more, well, depending on who your commentator is, and they even say this if you look it up, that a lot of these variations sometimes are called face busters, and that's really what the two-handed bulldog is. It's more of a face buster. So for me, I would go with the running bulldog in this particular one because even the standard one I think is easy to counter. The running one I think looks cooler.
Yeah, the running one has more of a visual component to it. The one-handed bulldog, what I do kind of like, again, it is a way that you can note how lazy Jericho has gotten over the years, because it's gone from him like actually palming the head to him just basically floating the hand over and letting the guy do it to himself.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the running bulldog here, so that would advance.
All right. So let's go to our next four. We're going to start out here with the Cobra Clutch Bulldog. A wrestler applies a Cobra Clutch and then leaps forward, falling into a sitting position and driving the face of the opponent into the ground. I did not see any specific talent doing this on a regular basis, but you can see clips of it if you Google it.
We had a list of different bulldogs, and this is probably the one where I went, okay, I could see that, but I couldn't think of anyone who did it.
Right. Yeah, you will see this more on the indie circuit, maybe even in AEW from time to time. I don't know. The next one is a twofer. It's Full Nelson, Half Nelson Bulldog. And they're pretty self-explanatory. Full Nelson face buster like, which sees the wrestler holding the opponent in a Full Nelson. The wrestler then falls forward to his back or in a sitting position, driving the opponent face first. And the Half Nelson is similar. They hook a half Nelson and the same type of thing happens.
Right. And I will say this is that is different, because the first thing I thought of was the Miz's skull crushing finale. But that is a full Nelson leg sweep.
Right. Yeah,
That's a little different.
I can understand why somebody would think of that. Absolutely. So the half Nelson one you would have seen, and he's probably still does this, done by Edge a lot. And the full Nelson one, the most prominent clip that came up, I guess it was her finishing move, Jillian Hall.
Oh, well, she didn't win a lot, so that's probably why I don't remember
Right. So, yeah. So the next one is the inverted bulldog. The attacking wrestler stands side to side and slightly behind the opponent, facing in the opposite direction. From there, he or she leaps in the air and drops to a seated position, driving the opponent neck and back first into the mat. In another variation of this, the attacker will run to the opponent and executes the move. It's usually referred to a lariat takedown as well. So yeah, I could not find a lot of clips of inverted bulldogs out there. Usually the clips I found were of like kind of luchador variations of this maneuver. I couldn't find an exact replica of what they describe here. Did you find anything?
No, I looked too, and it didn't really, couldn't come up with anything. It was just different variations. So yeah, because I did try to look for clips too and didn't find one for here.
Then the last one we have here, the reverse bulldog, standing next to or diagonally behind an opponent, the attacking wrestler leaps up, grabs the opponent heads and pulls backward, resulting in both individuals landing supine. WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler uses this move, which he calls the zigzag. I'm sure you see other people do it randomly, but this is the per that's the person I most remember.
These four, I actually kind of like the reverse bulldog or the zigzag the most. Because as we said here, three of these you don't see a whole lot, or the you know the or could be considered more of a face plant or a face buster type move. So I think the reverse bulldog, again, it's pretty much Ziggler that does it, but I do think it's cool, and I like the way that he does it, especially, I haven't seen him lately, but back in the day in his prime, he really put some, some stank on it. His agility, his speed with it was really cool. So that's the one I like here.
Yeah, absolutely. The Cobra Clutch is such a random one that you don't really see ever. The Full Nelson one is as well. And if you look at the clip of Jillian Hall doing it, the reason you don't see the Full Nelson face bulldog is because it looks somewhat awkward when you're putting somebody in a Full Nelson, and then you kind of have to, maneuver their body face first to the mat. So yeah, I would agree with you that the zigzag in this case is probably the best one here, and it does look cool. You can pretty much do it to anybody. So, all right, next four.
Final bracket of four here. We have the slingshot bulldog, the spinning bulldog, the wheelbarrow bulldog, and the leg drop bulldog. So, a slingshot bulldog, you would have a person standing on the apron. Typically, they would be the one on the apron, grab the top rope, use it to pull themselves into the ring. So, via slingshot, fly into the ring, and as they do that, grab the headlock on the opponent and do the bulldog out of that. Then you would have the spinning bulldog, which I want to see what you found on this because the description from the list that we were using was different than the clips I was finding. So the description said that it was like out of a fireman's carry. You would do a modified fireman's carry with the head kind of tucked under the arm and then swing them out and drop them. But when I was looking for videos, the main video I found was from I believe it was Shotzi Blackheart from
Right.
NXT.
Yeah.
But she did one where she ran behind a stunned opponent and kind of done sort of a flip over, float over kind of spin and hit the bulldog out of that.
I think that if you manage to get the spin down, like the other parts probably don't matter as much. And I think it's, it to me, this is very much a counter type of bulldog. Like if somebody else has you in a compromising position, and you spin around them if you can and get them in sort of a bulldog. I feel like another person you'd see do this one a lot. Well, he probably did a lot of these, but I feel like you would see Rey do this a lot as well, Rey Mysterio.
And then we have the wheelbarrow bulldog, and I actually had to watch clips before I understood it. And I found a good clip of Aaliyah from NXT and went, oh, okay, that actually looked kind of cool. So you would have a wheelbarrow body scissors on the opponent, and then as you move forward and go down, you would use your hands to push yourself off the canvas, so kind of push yourself up, and as you rebound, you release the body scissors, you throw your body out, grab the headlock, perform the bulldog. Again, you need to kind of see it to understand it. But once you watch it, you go, oh, okay, I get it.
Well, see, it's interesting. Like, there's that, and one of the clips I found was of Red Velvet and AEW doing it. And in that case, somebody else had her in the wheelbarrow position, and this was more like a springboard bulldog. Like, somebody had grabbed her legs, and then she sprang up and got the bulldog on off of that.
Yes, that she's in the wheelbarrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's the same thing that I saw here. I maybe didn't explain it correctly.
Okay.
Again,
So,
hard to explain.
Yeah, some of these you just have to see.
Yeah, and then the leg drop bulldog is basically, instead of using your arms, you're using your legs. So an attacker would jump in the air or dive out of a corner and would use their leg to kind of hook it around the opponent's head as they dive or jump and drive their head into the mat that way. And I found a couple variations on this one. This is the Sicilian slice that Lil Guido used to do, which I do remember. And then supposedly the K2 by Kelly Kelly, which I do not remember.
So you did you think about John Cena?
I did not. This was actually one that I don't believe I looked at clips on. So no, I did not think about John Cena.
So neither
but
did
now
I.
That you say that, yeah.
Yeah. Until I looked it up, I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, John Cena does this in every match. This is like, I don't know if it's one of his five moves of doom, but like it's something that he does on the regular. Again, this is another one that you'd probably see somebody like Rey Mysterio doing. Santos Escobar also, there was a couple clips of him doing it as well. Basically just kind of, you know, either being on the ropes already like Cena or springing in from the ropes from the outside and doing it that way. You know, there's probably different variations even on that one alone. So, yeah, this one is tougher. You know what, maybe to shake it up, I might go with the leg drop one here.
You know what? That's the one I was thinking of. My second would be the wheelbarrow, because I do think that is cool when you do it right from the clips I watched. But the leg drop, yeah, it's a great variation. It's one that has become more common, I think. And again, it's just a real simple idea while being so much different. Instead of my arm, I'm using my leg. And right. And again, as you mentioned, someone as big as John Cena using it gives it some notoriety. So it looks like heading into our finals, we've got the leg drop bulldog versus the running bulldog versus the zigzag or inverted bulldog. So out of those three, what do you like?
Well, although I voted for the leg drop bulldog in that particular bracket, I don't know that I'd vote for that as the ultimate version of the move. Mm-hmm. You know what? I mean, being that I'm a classic wrestling fan at this point, I would have to go with the running bulldog as the ultimate version of this move. The zigzag is very cool, but again, only Dolph Ziggler does it. I think that the regular running bulldog, I think, is something that is kind of synonymous with pro wrestling in basically any era. So.
Yeah. I think usually the standard or just the slight off of standard move wins for us. Like,
yeah.
I think for Neckbreaker, we went with the Rude Awakening style, which is more of a Neckbreaker slam than a Neckbreaker, but it's, you know, the right. Same basic idea. So I would agree with you. I really do think the leg trap bulldog or leg drop is cool. I think the zigzag is cool. But yeah, the running bulldog, it's basic. It's something that everyone can do or could do in a match. And yeah, just a little bit of putting some motion to it makes it a little bit better looking than, say, just having the headlock and dropping down out of it.
Right. And so that would mean a running bulldog is our winner in this
particular tournament. And at one point we are going to do, we talked about having all the winning moves against each other in a tournament.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, if you still have that list somewhere, we may have to go review.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've done like five of these.
Something like that. Maybe we should get up to eight and then we can do it.
So one that you might be thinking that, you know, should we talk about it or why didn't we talk about it, is called the three-quarter face lock bulldog. And I'm going to wait to see if anybody out there listening knows what that is before I say the name of it. Maybe not. Well, it is the cutter, which is something that you see so many people do.
And so many variations of it. Did we do cutters and stunners at one point?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. We did neck breakers. We did body slams. Did we do body slams? We did the clotheslines, drop kicks. And there's always the one I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Okay. So if we haven't done stunners and cutters, maybe that should be next.
And power bombs, I believe.
Yeah. Power bombs are the other one. Yeah.
So yeah, cutters. There's a lot of variations of the cutter. So that's why we didn't put it here, because it really doesn't, it's kind of its own thing. But
Yeah,
it's
it's sort of
also,
morphed into its own thing. And it's a little bit different. It goes from under the arm to over the shoulder. So
right.
same concept, a little bit different in the setup. And as we said, it's so become its own separate thing. And we could have easily done probably 16 different cutter variations, especially if you include a stunner in that, which is more of a jawbreaker, but
And if we were to put that in this, I think that both of us probably would have ended up voting for it.
I was going to say that too. Cutter probably would have won easily
Yeah.
out of this one. Yeah.
Because it still looks really cool. Cody Rhodes does it a lot. It's one of his big things. A bunch of people in AEW do it now as well. And they just kind of call it the cutter these days. Whereas it used to be called the diamond cutter. Or in some cases the stunner, depending on how they do it. But
Yeah, I always like calling it the Chart Buster, which is what Disco Inferno. Actually, that was more of a stunner, was the Chart Buster. And then
you might be the only person that calls it that.
the Chart Buster. And then he stopped doing the Chart Buster because Beefcake was the disciple and was doing the Apocalypse.
Yeah. And I remember Beefcake's. We might have done one of these. As I'm trying to remember, I think we might have done this
I think
because,
we did stunners and cutters. We're gonna have to look that up, but I want to say that we did.
yeah, Beefcakes, I remember looking pretty devastating, actually.
Yeah, that you know what? And again, we've talked about the different phases of Beefcake, but Disciple wasn't a great period, but it was a great look.
Maybe that's where
And
we talked about it.
yeah, maybe that's what we talked about, was when he was the disciple. I
Yeah.
don't know. We've done so many. What are we up to now? 100, 150, 100?
Episodes?
Yeah.
I have to look at an exact number. I can tell you that like we're probably near 200 because I'm up at like 191 at podcasts
Okay. All
alone.
right.
So
All
yeah.
right. Well,
All right.
is
Well,
it
we gotta
trivia
go.
time?
It is trivia time, absolutely. And I
Okay, so if you haven't caught recent videos, I bought a World Wrestling Federation Attitude and Review game from a thrift store. So we've been going through at the end of our recent videos and answering some of the questions. There's five questions on the card. They get progressively harder. One and two are multiple choice. So we've been doing three, four, and five. So Chad, here's your three, four, and five. And I will tell you these are all Attitude Era related questions just by looking at
okay.
the card. So what elderly female competitor did the Dudley Boys put through a table?
Mae Young.
That would be correct without me even looking. Tori, this is Tori, so not Tori Wilson, but original Tori.
The other one, okay.
Yes, I usually call her Original Strength Tori. Original Strength Tori was once involved with what member of the Generation X?
X-Pac.
X-Pac. She left Kane to go with X-Pac. This one I don't know, so I don't know if you would know it. Jacqueline has recently been accompanying what tag team? Now, as recently, I would assume we're talking around 2000, so towards the end of the Attitude Era. So Jacqueline, so basically, what tag team was Jacqueline a valet for at some point?
Ooh, that is difficult.
Yeah, I got a guess.
Gosh, I mean, I feel like I want to go with something that involved Billy Gunn, but maybe not. I can't. I'm not sure. Wasn't Billy and Chuck?
No, I don't think so. My best guess here would be Mark Henry and D'Lo Brown.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah.
But I don't know. Oh, no, it's the APA.
Oh, yeah.
The
I remember that
APA.
now. Yeah, wow. That's a good one. That's a random one.
Yeah. And your celebrity of the week is the RTC, so Right to Censor.
Hey, she was she in that?
No, that was Ivory.
Ivory was in that. Yeah.
Ivory was in that. And we did the stable. See, again, we've done so
Yeah.
many of these. All right, so here's my card. Oh man, these are all easy. I'm sorry. These are all
That's
easy.
all right.
What superstar is known as the ninth wonder of the world? That would be China, because Andre is the eighth wonder of the
It would have
world.
been great if you said China as a mistake.
What superstar is known as the Big Red Machine? So that would be Kane.
On.
I know that's the four on this card. And then five, this is the dumbest one. What diva is known for wearing very loose-fitting pants? Lita.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I am correct. China, Kane, and Lita. Yes. And our celebrity of the week is Deborah.
All right.
Yeah, those were all the Jacqueline question was good. All the rest of those are pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some gimmies there, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Loose-fitting pants. I mean, that's
Yeah, most of them were really tight pants, so
see, the thing is, I don't know that she. See, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would have thought of that right away. I would have gotten there eventually, but she didn't always wear those pants. Like early in her career, she certainly wore those types of pants, but I feel
yeah.
like she, when she was with Ed, she didn't wear
No, well, this would
Hardy
have
Boots.
been right when she was with S.A. Rios and the Hardys.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forget
So,
how. I keep forgetting how old this game
yes,
is.
how old it is. So yeah, back then she dressed kind of grungy, and she had the and you could see the thong,
Right.
that was sort of her gimmick. So yeah, I mean, she's really the only one I can think of that wore pants.
Yeah.
No
Yeah,
one
you're
else.
probably right.
No one else back then, I think, wore full tights. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what you thought about our Down and Dirty Move breakdown, the Bulldog, what your memories are of it. And check out our other episodes, Segment Surgery, What's That Card, Stupid Questions, and a whole lot more. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts. Please hit the like button and subscribe to our content below. Thank you very much for checking us out. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next week.